This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You might not know B.J. Lederman, but there's a good chance you've heard his music. He's the guy who composed theme songs for some of NPR's big shows like Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and The People's Pharmacy. He made a career making songs like that and jingles, but also he's finishing up his first album, and it is called Natural Public Lederman. B.J. Lederman joins us now from partner station WCQS in Asheville. Hello, B.J.
How you doing, Frank?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. You need to tell us the story about how you became the guy who wrote the Morning Edition theme.
Well, I'm sorry. This happens from time to time. It's called nightclubitis. No, don't worry about it. It'll go away. It just happened. I was in college at American University, not doing too well. I was studying, let's say, chemistry, you know, and when you don't get the results that you're looking for on a chemistry experiment, you are supposed to repeat the experiment. Anyway, so right. A friend of mine, Skip Peasy, who was in the engineering department at NPR, he called me one day and said, hey, man, they're cooking up a new morning news program. Would you like to demo for it? And I said, sure. It was spring break, and I went home and went into the backyard studio of a guitar player friend of mine, Taco Studio, and on a four-track reel-to-reel tape recorder for any of us who are old enough to know what that is, and a real cheesy keyboard that played piano and bass sound and a cheesy French horn. And I cooked up, you know, basically what you hear today, you know, for the same melody. And they liked it. They used it. And it just went from there to Weekend Edition. And the original producer was Jim Russell, and he left the program, this is interesting, just a little while before it was set to air. And the new producer, Jay Kernis, Jim Russell gave Jay this demo tape that I had made and said, Jay, this is theme music by B.J. Lederman. We really like it. Would you use it? And Jay said, yeah. So
that's it. Yeah, it's like
not for that.
Here's the show.
That,
here's the keys. Here's the theme, yeah. Jay. Yeah. Good luck. I'm heading out. Yeah.
Well,
so why would Skip Peasy come to you and say, were you writing jingles? How did you come to Skip's attention?
Yeah, I was writing everything from car dealership jingles to airlines, Christian Broadcasting Network, you name it. Even a jingle that has a singing cow. It sort of went, if you want fresh taste, it's in your dairy case. I mean, I kid you not.
Did you have to kind of be the cow to channel that energy?
Or it was Marva made, and we had a singing cow in it, actually. it said, the chorus went, ooh, Marva made, Marva made. You can't write this stuff.
No. It's wonderful. Now, was the cow standing on its hind legs or on all four? Whatever. It doesn't really matter. My question is to you, what's the secret to jingle writing? I mean, what's the key? How do you know you've got a good one?
Well, you know, what I do basically is I count how many notes there are in a certain space, and I figure out, you know, how much money I'm getting paid.
You get paid by the note.
And man, I'm working cheap. No. It's about putting a earworm, we call it, in people's heads without annoying them. I mean, isn't that the whole idea of radio?
And
we're in show business, Frank. I don't know what you're doing over there, but I'm, you know, this is show business, and we got to keep them entertained, you know?
Yeah.
But between the commercials, in this case, the corporate underwriting.
That's the motto of our show, though we hope a certain irritation follows our earworm.
Well, there's going to be plenty of irritation after this segment. I guarantee you, man. Sorry, there it is again.
What's your favorite? What are some of the jingles? So are they things that you, that means that they have to be, on the one hand, forgettable, but then memorable. That is a kind of a strange thing, right? I mean, you don't want it to be so identifiable that it gets in the way of your consciousness, and yet it can't be so awful that you don't remember it. That's just
When I was given the instruction for Morning Edition, you know, they said that most of the member stations will be coming out of classical music programming, and so we don't want to wake them up, you know, jar them awake. We want to, you know, gently say, hello, it's another beautiful day, and we're with you, and no matter what. You know, the thing about music and about theme music and especially is that no matter what is going on in the world out there, I mean, you know, the stock market is plunging today or whatever, and there's war here and war there, there's always something to make you feel like everything's going to be all right. And, you know, I don't know.
It does it. Tell us then, and then the soothing tones of Bob Edwards, who ultimately did become the host, although not initially, of Morning Edition, between those dulcet tones and that wonderful music, how could you think the day could be anything but great?
Welcome. I'm Bob Edwards.
I made that up.
Good.
So now People's Pharmacy should have been right up your alley, given your college career, I'm thinking.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. There it goes again.
Where'd that come from?
These flashbacks.
Do that.
So, yes, People's Pharmacy. Now, I actually access their website consistently to find out what the devil is wrong with me and what I should be taking or not taking to correct all the damage I've done, you know, instead of studying. Anyway.
Give us a sense of the People's Pharmacy theme and, again, sort of how you came up with that.
You know, I actually – did I tell you that yesterday I had a bike accident and
you did?
I had a concussion?
You banged your head.
I told you that. So I can't be responsible for anything I do or say on the show.
I appreciate you being here because it sounded like it was a concussion, right?
And I'm a little woozy, but you guys can edit out stuff later, right?
Actually, we're live. We're live, BJ. This is not – you don't have a four-track here where we can just mix in and, you know –
This is a live show?
We cannot fix it in post, buddy. We are live.
Well, in that case – you guys have a bleep button?
We do.
Did I tell you about Tourette's? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You have a new record out after only 30 years. You have a record of your own.
I found out, you know, you don't have to really put the record out. You just talk about it for 30 years, and people think it's out. I'm not making any money yet, but people think I'm famous. I don't know.
There's a wonderful song that will be on this record if it is ever released, and I think it's terrific. You should tell the story as much as you want, and then I'd love to hear the song.
Okay. Only for you, Frank, do I actually sing. You know, it's noon, and I'm singing for you on live radio.
Well, let me just tell you, at this point in the interview, it is only me. So it's just the two of us now, buddy. But go ahead.
Okay. The song is called Walking Down the Street, and it's a fictional representation of what happened to me when I lived in New York City and was basically dumped by my first girlfriend. I go into the Empire State Building, and I go to the top, and I basically jump off, and that happens in the second verse. So here it goes. Walking down the street with my head hung low, trying to get the courage up to let her go. People try to tell me that I should not care, but things don't seem the same 'cause she is not there. Trying to act like normal so it doesn't show. I'm walking down the street with my head hung low. Walk into a building past security check. Take the elevator to the observation deck. People mill around, it seems, without a care. Try my best to make like I'm not really there. Sun is nice and warm, the wind is blowing soft. I climb up on the ledge and I jump right off. Man, it's a really long way down as I survey the land. Hey, when I finally hit the ground, will I bounce? Will I splat? I peek into a window on the 50th floor. A man has got his office girl against the door. He's tugging on her bra, she's ripping on his shirt. When I hit the ground, I wonder, is it gonna hurt? Hope the woman kicks that guy right in the ear. I'd love to stay and watch, but I am sinking fast. I
can see my house from here. Did I leave the oven on? Man, things have never seemed so clear. Just a few seconds, it'll all be gone. Her face, it's my Mary, and she's yelling, I'll take you back. So I launched the parachute I had wisely packed. I gently land beside her and I hear her sigh, and we walk off hand in hand with my
B.J. Lederman, walking down the street from his debut album, Natural Public Lederman. That's a great song. That's a terrific song.
It's a funny song. The album is it's a lot of different things. It's from silly love songs to comical songs like this to a pretty serious lesson on how easy it is to get into wars and how hard it is to extricate ourselves from them. It's called History 911, and I call out a certain president by name. That's not going to go over well with some people, but I'm going to do it. It's my first album, and I've got to stick it out there. If it works, great. If it doesn't, great. I'll do a second one. But I think it's going to be fun.
Are we going to hear any familiar theme songs?
Actually, here's the deal. We're going to do a Kickstarter project in October or November, aiming for October. The album's not coming out for general consumption as a CD. It's going to go exclusively on iTunes. But if you pre-order on the Kickstarter project, you actually get a CD and a bonus track of a rock version with my band of my public radio themes. So
can you give us
that will be fun.
Can you give us a little sample, a little medley?
Sure. Sure. Actually, this is the way I would actually like them to go. Something like, say, if you're starting with Wait, don't tell me. Stump the Chumps from Card Talk. Two, three, four. Mm-hmm. Ooga. And then let's see Marketplace. First Baby Morning Edition. And on and on and on.
B.J. Lederman playing some of the themes that he has written for NPR's big shows, Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Marketplace, we have on this show, most of the folks who think about it and say anything about it love our theme. However, there is a subset of the SOT lovers who hate our theme, and they hate it.
Wait a minute.
They hate our
theme.
Those people who
guys?
Write in and vicious, I mean, they really hate it with a passion. It's something that they feel deeply, and they feel the need to tell me, you know, sort of whenever they see me about the theme. And I think it's because we went out of our way to say, no, we don't want one. You know, you will forgive me for this, but I understand that the theme is supposed to sort of drift away in your consciousness. And we said, no, we really want it to stick. We want it to have a little bit of character and a kind of.
I hear where this is going.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to, you know, tell everybody how great you are and where you came from and about your next album. But in the meantime, maybe you could think of what you would do. Although I'm not going to take it if it doesn't have character. I'll tell you right now. If it doesn't irritate people, BJ, I don't want it. But you think it through, and I'm going to tell everybody how great you are about your next album and thank our friends at WCQS, and then I'm going to ask you to think about your version of our theme and how that might go. BJ Lederman, the man who composed the theme to Morning Edition and many others that you hear on public radio, he's working on a new album called Natural Public Lederman. It took 30 years so far. Could be another 30 years, but it could be out soon, as we say here in North Carolina. He has joined us today from partner station WCQS in Asheville. Special thanks to engineer Lee Wilcher and music director Dick Kowal at WCQS. BJ Lederman is playing us out now as he works up a theme for the state of things. Meanwhile, this program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley, our technical director. Al Budarski sitting in today. Andrew Tai, our intern. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Here once again is our alternate theme by BJ Lederman.
Said it's the state of things to come. It's the state of things, the funky state of things to come. It's the state of things to come, y'all. It's the state of things, the funky state of things.
Some dinks.